Hey guys, welcome back to a new episode of Only Stupid Answers. But before we get going, I have sad news.
What?
Summer's ending.
No! I love fall. Who am I kidding?
I love fall too, but that means we gotta pack away our chubby shorts.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. It's what's going to happen, all right? It's even in California, we start getting a little cold. It gets down to about 73 degrees.
And we bundle up after that.
We got to bundle up. And you know what's great? Our friends over at Chubby's have some outerwear.
What?
So, and this is probably for people who are in colder climates, but hey, I'm going to get a pair of these
exactly.
too. These are amazing. Guys, if you wouldn't mind, really quick, let's talk about our friends over at Chubby's. They have a new collection of outerwear. They have pullovers, zip-ups, vests. They'll keep you feeling warm, and they're looking, you're going to be looking so fresh. Everything in the collection is wind-resistant, made with 100% woven nylon, and it's super soft, and it's functional. Oh my goodness, it's polar fleece.
Seriously, these outerwear designs are amazing. My personal favorite, I believe, is called the Open All Night.
Yes, the Open
Night. Yeah, it's reversible. It looks rad.
And that is a jacket. And I'm also a fan of the jacket, the Winter Warrior.
Ooh.
I do love the colors, but these also come in the vest style. They offer a great fit and just the right amount of stretch. And because it's Chubby's, you can also expect some super soft shorts and short overalls over on their site. So go check them out. With Chubby's outerwear, you can get that weekend feeling anytime you want.
So, if you want to get cozy with Chubbies, go to chubbies.com/stupid today to get free 2-day shipping on your order. That's chubbies.com/stupid to get your Chubbies in just 2 business days.
chubbies.com/stupid.
And now on with the show.
Oh, hello.
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 Oh, hey. Welcome back to Only Stupid Answers, the best damn podcast you can put your wet, moist little ears into. This is the podcast where we talk about movies.
Yes.
TV shows.
Yes.
Comics.
Yes.
Ghosts.
Uh-huh.
And today, cryptids.
Yay. You've been wanting to talk about this for a while.
I have. And I'm very excited that we get to talk about it. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. If you're returning, welcome back. If you're new,
Welcome back.
this is a very fun podcast. We talk about nerdy stuff with the ever-lovely DJ Woldridge.
Thank you. I believe you've used that introduction before, but you are also the ever-loving thing. The ever-loving Sam.
The ever-loving thing. That's not a comic book cover.
That's how they refuse it. The ever-loving thing.
Uh-huh.
The blue-eyed ever-loving thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not the thing. You're Sam.
And I'm not blue-eyed. Am I? No, I'm not. No, I
have. What do I have?
Yeah, what do I
Did
have?
Did you hear about? There's this stupid. And guys, this is stupid. All right, don't do
hit
this.
Hit you with some stupid.
Yeah, this is dumb. People are doing this weird laser surgery to turn their eyes permanently blue.
Okay, I actually found out about it. All eyes, based on the surgery, all eyes are technically blue, but there's a layer of like the brown and the pigmentation that helps protect it from sunlight.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like $5,000 or something.
Yeah, but it's also like saying, like, listen, turns out other than like if you were to take a person of color, like somebody black or Hispanic or whatever, and say to them, like, listen, everybody under your pigment is white. So all we do is we soak you in bleach or some other chemical and it just sucks the pigment out of you. That's got to be fine, right? It's like, no, that's one of those situations where if it sounds like a nightmare, it probably is. Like, don't, and they're not even allowed to do it here. Some of the people that had to do it, if they had to fly to like Africa or someplace where there aren't laws protecting that shit to do it, like,
don't do it.
Your eyes are, I guarantee you, your eyes are beautiful just the way they are.
Guys, I want to tell you, if you ever feel subconscious of your brown eyes are beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people don't think they are. But also, I used to hate my eyes color because I have hazel, but they would always turn brown usually.
Yeah.
And I used to be very hard on it, but then when I looked up closer, I realized now something happened when I turned older. They're now green.
Yeah,
and so I like my eyes now.
But even though your argument, like, hey people that have brown
sorry
eyes,
I wanted to brag,
please hope that someday they turn green.
I wanted to brag that I have green eyes.
Guys,
so, basically it's a middle finger to everybody with brown eyes, but I wanted to brag a little bit. I'm sorry, that was so pointless. That's so stupid. Guys, okay.
I don't know where we were in this intro, but welcome to Only Stupid Answers. Did we already say you can find all of our stuff at onlystupidanswers.com?
We had not.
So you can find social media, all the places you can listen to this podcast, onlystupidanswers.com. Or if you want to tweet at us, you can do it at onlystupidanswers.
Yeah, got the vowels from stupid.
There it is. And don't forget to check out our community on Reddit, reddit.com/onlystupidanswers.
Very cool.
We like to open each episode looking at iTunes reviews, wow. 5-star reviews, they're our favorite. So, Sam, you want to take this first one?
Hella. The second one's so long.
Nah,
yeah, I got
I
the first one.
Take it, yeah,
yeah, thank you. AwesomeNick04, shout out, must listen, exclamation point. I absolutely love this podcast. There's an exclamation point.
Exclamation point.
It's the only good thing about Mondays. Of you're looking for a
so cool, if you're looking for
okay if you're looking for a cool geeky podcast, then this is for you.
Thank you, awesome.
Thank
Nick
you.
04 Miller Kodish, geeking out with Sam and DJ, 5 stars. This one is from back in the day.
Wow.
We always read your reviews, but we're not able to do them every episode, but always tune in because you never know when they'll come back around. Mm. Have you ever had an hour to an hour and a half and wondered what to listen to? I did. So I went to Audio Boom and listened to my first episode of Only Stupid Answers, and I was instantly hooked. Just like the description, this is the number one place for movies, TV shows, comic books, and everything nerdy. Thanks to Sam and DJ, I have been caught up on CW shows, and I am caught up on The Flash comic books and others.
Aww.
They give reviews on the week of TV shows, what you should read, and all around nerdy things. Every nerd should listen to this podcast to stay updated in the nerd community. Best podcast ever. That should be our new description on our website.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
That's a really good, thanks, Miller.
That's a good pitch, man. That's a good pitch for us.
That was really cool. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. But also at the top of every episode, we usually like to do, what are you into this week? And we wanted to talk about, or you brought this up before the show.
Yeah, because I thought this would be a good opportunity to talk about something that we haven't been able to catch up on for a minute. So a while back now, it's been a minute since this has happened, but I beat Injustice.
Finally. Injustice
2. Yeah, I finally beat Injustice 1. I'm just starting on Injustice 2.
Not really sure about it.
Yeah. But we haven't talked. Even though it's been a while since I beat it, we haven't really talked about it. So I did the, spoiler. I mean, the game's been out for a minute. Spoilers for Injustice 2. I took the Batman ending, which, this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. There's a relatively upbeat ending and a relatively bummer of an ending. And, of course, the Batman one's the upbeat one in this universe, which bums me out because I'm a Superman fan.
Yeah, but this is bad Superman.
Yeah.
Bad Superman.
Although I really, really liked...
You're caught up in the...
Yeah. I really liked when they team up. When Superman and Batman
team
up.
It's really sweet. You get that moment with the table, and he's like, I noticed it. And it's like, it's cool you kept it. And you get this ray of hope, and then it's snuffed out.
Yeah, taken away, and they talk a little bit about wishing they could still be friends.
And all the stuff with Brainiac, they make Brainiac fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
They do a really good job of making him terrifying. And I love the animation in that goddamn game. But I've been actually slowly trying to replay it so I could do the Superman ending, because I know you fight different people in the league. Like if you are Superman, you fight like Green Lantern, Flash,
nice,
somebody else, probably Supergirl. She's Team Batman.
That was another reason I chose Batman because I wanted the better ending, but I didn't want to choose Batman because I'm not as good at playing him as I am at playing Superman.
I'm not as good at playing Superman for some reason.
Really?
Supergirl is easier for me to play.
Yeah,
she's
actually got options.
I have more fun. Also, her B move is like a solid laser instead of like having to do like a maneuver to get the laser to work.
Yeah, there is a way to do that with Superman too, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like her version of it. It's cool. Also, I just found out they released a skin to make Bizarro with Superman.
That is a skin, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's not an extra character.
I'm glad because I'm like, that is a waste of a DLC character.
Mm-hmm. And also, they have Jay Garrick with a different voice actor. You can do Jay Garrick. You can do Reverse Flash.
Yeah, but you can't. You have to like find all the pieces to that skin. That's
but that's amazing that they came up with. Like in Vixen 2. That's like cheap. That you have to like alter.
I was a little bummed that those were there because the version I got came with Reverse Flash, Power Girl, and John Stewart.
Power Girl, that's cool. I've seen Power Girl.
I think you have the same version.
I just haven't gotten to her. Yeah. Also, when it comes to the customization part, I'm like, I don't want to do that.
You don't have to cut. You just select it.
Oh, man. I'm dumb.
With those three, at least. But you still have to do that for Vixen, Mr. Freeze for Captain Cold. Mm-hmm. Captain Cold bums me out, man, because I love that character. I want to play him, and I'm not good with him.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty good with Captain Cold. There's other characters that I'm just not good with, though. Like
my go-tos are Green Arrow. Nice. I'm really good at. Superman, I'm good at.
He has so many options with the arrows. They're fucking dope.
Yeah, the arrows are really cool. Superman, I'm really good at. Bane, I'm weirdly good at. But my guy, like my go-to, I can take you out with Deadshot.
Nice.
Love Deadshot.
I fucking suck at Deadshot. Really? Like, I'm really bad. My guy, even though Flash is really fun and he's in my, like, top three to play.
If you can figure out, like, I was practicing with Flash, like, his moves are really dope. It's just challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've gotten pretty good because I've just been practicing.
Yeah.
But Blue Beetle nice. Is, because, like, you can do, like, so many different weapons that can manifest from his suit.
Yeah.
But there's the B move is, like, you get the knife hands. And, like, that is when I'm, like,
that's your jam.
Fucking annihilate.
All right.
On easy mode.
Yeah. So Flash, but Blue Beetle's your boy. Uh-huh. What are some other characters you're good at?
I'm trying to go through the roster. I tried Red Hood out. I'm not good with Red Hood.
Red Hood seems completely pointless to me.
Yeah.
If you didn't get, like, the version I got comes with all the DLC characters.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't, don't waste money on Red Hood. Sub-Zero's dope, though.
Sub-Zero's really
Sub-Zero's the shit.
Is Starfire out yet, or did they just advertise? No, she's out. I think she's out.
I mean, by the time this podcast comes out, she'll be out.
Yeah. But I want to try out Starfire. She seems pretty cool. Cyborg was pretty fun, too.
Cyborg's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and I love Swamp Thing.
Cyborg's look, too, with kind of like the plastic look. Like,
I really like cool. that design.
It feels tactical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish they would take that. Are you trying? For those watching live, Sam is trying to drink his drink, and he's having mixed results. I also really like Swamp Thing. I'm also really good at Dr. Fate.
I wish I was better at him.
I'm pretty good at Dr. Fate.
Supergirl. Sorry, I already said that, though.
Yeah. I do kind of wish Dr. Fate was Constantine, if I'm being honest. But I'm pretty good at Dr. Fate. I feel like Catwoman's the one that, like, everybody can be good at.
She's pretty good.
She's fun to play. Catwoman's a lot of fun to play.
I like Black Canary.
Black Canary's one of those that, like, I wish I was better at because I love all her moves.
She's so cool.
They're just challenging for me to come. And then there's that one parry move that I can never. It's just her, like.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I'm doing this wrong. This is not wrong. But I like where she, like, flips up, grabs your head, the opponent's head, with her thighs,
uh-huh.
and, like, flips in the ground. Like, this is dope.
I also wish I was better with Darkseid. I am not.
Yeah, I don't really play with Darkseid.
I've tried. Yeah. And Brainiac, too. I'm like, I don't really. Yeah. But I'm not good at this. But Green Arrow's dope. He's really fun.
Green Arrow's
play.
Really cool.
Firestorm, I wish I was better with, because I'm like, I want to, because he's cool. Like, he looks cool.
Yeah.
And some of his, like, moves are really cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not good at, like, figuring it out. I can't really figure it out. Man, that story mode was really solid. And the faces in this goddamn game, we've talked about it before. Also, if you guys are part of, if you contribute to our Patreon, we did a bonus episode with Jason Inman a while back. And we did our pitches for what characters they should add to Injustice, which would be really cool, because they always go back. And even with the other Injustice game, they went back and added a bunch more afterward. Like, Martian Manhunter got added later.
Didn't Lobo get added?
Lobo got added. Nice. Lobo's real fun. I feel like he's got to be like a DLC or something.
Batgirl was added.
Batgirl was. Zod was.
Nice.
Zod was cool. But it's like Superman. But it was just a fun add-on. Martian Manhunter was cool. And he was, like, in the game, but you couldn't play him. Like, he was like a guy who stood in the back.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna add, because the DLC, like, everyone looks at the shadows.
Yeah, they've got the silhouettes.
It looks like the Atom.
And, oh, so exciting.
And if you could,
man,
do a size changing, like, imagine the finishing move, how cool it would be if you could just, like, shrink, like, punch him and, like, beat him up, and then grow giant and, like, beat him up too.
If it was Mortal Kombat, you would shrink, go inside their body, and then grow big, and they blow apart.
At the very least, in the brain.
In the brain.
So cool.
Adam's cool. It looks like we're going to get Black Manta, which I'm really excited about, because I like playing Aquaman, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about Black Manta, because he's one of my favorite DC villains. What are you doing? Struggling so much with your
thirsty.
Raiden. It looks like Raiden's one of the things. The other ones I can't really tell.
But yeah.
There's
sites that, like, try to break it down and figure it out.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
And that's probably going to be the next, like, year or so. They're probably going to put those out. But again, I really like, of the DLC characters so far, I really like Sub-Zero.
They've really taken their time on releasing those characters. They've really, like, they're really spacing it out.
They take their time. Like, it was 3 years ago that they released Injustice 1.
That was 3 years ago?
Yeah, man.
I thought it was a lot longer. Basically, my timeline of games of how long it's been, like Kingdom Hearts 2 was almost 10 years ago, and I'm like, fuckers, can I don't want another mobile game.
It shocks me how well they're able to keep their fan base engaged with how long it takes them to release a game.
Everyone's like, we'll just buy 2.8. It's the same graphics you'll get in Kingdom Hearts 3, and you get to catch up. I'm like, no, because there's going to be a 2.9. You all know there's going to be a 2.9, and it's going to fucking suck, and you're going to get like another remix, remastered, whatever the fuck, and I'm just like, no, just make a game. Make a normal game, and I will figure it out from context. Like, I'll figure out like Roxas and the unknown or whatever the fuck they are. I don't know. I actually get kind of mad because I'm like, just make a game.
Riku from this game. He's the guy with the silver hair.
Yeah, he's great. I like him. And did you play? Oh, you didn't play the games.
I haven't
right?
played the games. I just think he looks cool.
In 2, he gets a very. His arc is very cool.
Cool.
In it. He kind of like. Do you know like the darkness or like what do they call
I
it?
I did, but then it's been 10 years.
True, right? But he can kind of like tap into it sometimes, nice. And he can make like portals and shit. It's really that's cool. Also, fun.
Do you
thing,
get to play him at all?
Yeah.
Cool.
And he gets like his own kind of keyblade, and you can like team up.
Does
with
he have
him.
His own Disney compatriots?
Mickey. Mainly.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of him and Mickey kind of teamed up at the end of the first game. It's really cool. You never see Mickey except for a silhouette of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be wrong. You guys could probably like correct me and fucking tear my throat out.
Well, in Kingdom Hearts, the Cloud Chronicles on Game Boy Advance.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, he does pop up in that, which that's not the name, but you basically got it. In the second game, when you'd get close to dying and you had like all your magic saved up or something like that, Mickey would come in and fight, and you could play as Mickey. And cool. Like, he could like flip all over the place, kind of like Yoda and Attack of the Clones. But he can do that, and he has like keyblades, and it was really cool in boss battles because he'd pop up, and when he's ready to like come back, I think there's like a bar that would lead up to like Sora's life coming back.
Yeah,
and then he leaves, and Sora doesn't even know he was there.
That's
like,
cool.
And so he's like this like hidden figure going out through all the worlds, like helping everybody.
That's
so,
cool. That's dope. That's a lot of fun.
See, yeah. And you almost get to like have him by your side in the main story mode, but then he jumps through like a darkness portal and disappears into nothingness. And
classic.
You're like, Mickey is such a hero. He's so cool. God damn, those games are so weird.
Mickey's such a hero. Another game I always wanted to try was Epic Mickey. I heard good things about that.
I played it. It was during the time when a lot of game studios were like, you get to make a choice, and that's how it changes the ending. Remember how like big that was? That was big. And like, because you were given paint and you were given like paint thinner. And you could erase things or you could make new things. And that was really cool. And it was fun to go through all the different lands, and you see there's different versions of Pete, you know, Pete?
Yeah.
Which was cool. But overall, it was kind of just okay. And like a lot of the mechanics didn't really work. But in Kingdom Hearts 2, one of the best parts, because I was thinking of Pete, he's a big character in the Kingdom Hearts world. There's like this big gray door that pops up in front of Pete, and he walks into it, and you go into Steamboat Willie.
Pete's the bad guy in Steamboat Willie, right?
Yeah.
He's the big classic Mickey antagonist.
Yeah, like he's like a big dog or something.
Okay, here's a question. All right, this is weird tangent time. We have something we're supposed to talk about, but I'm on weird tangent mode. Somebody on Facebook this week posted a scene from the Goofy movie where he's trying to sneak into the concert or whatever.
That was me. I think I posted that.
You posted that? Yeah. All right. Because the Goofy movie was an extension of Goof Troop, which was a TV show, a sitcom with Goofy and his son and their friends. Did Mickey and any other Disney characters show up on Goof Troop or the Goofy movie?
In the Goofy movie, they do. It's a little cameo where, because it's a road trip movie.
Yeah.
When they get on the freeway.
I remember
loving
that movie as a kid.
I really want to watch it for one of our live streams.
Is it on Netflix?
I think Extremely Goofy Movie, the sequel, is. And also, Pauly Shore, isn't it? And I'm just I have this weird love of Pauly Shore.
We should get him on the podcast. I bet we could.
I don't know if I can ruin that childhood image I have of him. That wouldn't be fair because I feel like he's a weirdo. I don't know. Pauly Shore, if you listen, thanks for the support, man. I love Biodome. You see them because they're getting on the freeway to go to the Grand Canyon or whatever their trip is.
Yeah.
And Donald and Mickey are hitchhiking on the side of the freeway.
I feel like that's a missed opportunity. Like, I feel like you could have, like, on, like, Goof Troop or whatever, like, Goofy's old friend be Mickey, like have that be part of the world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get that in the world we live in today, with expanded universes and connected universes and everything, like Mickey and Donald would definitely be supporting characters on that show.
True, but it's Goofy's movie. It's the Goofy
movie. The movie. I'm talking not necessarily even the movie, but like Goof Troop.
I didn't think if I watched Goof Troop, I was very young and I don't really remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that well either. I remember I did watch it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember a single fucking thing in the Goofy movie. Really? I just remember enjoying it as a kid.
There were a lot of like dark things in it. Also, I remember when they stayed at like a motel and they stayed on a waterbed and the waterbed had fish in it. And I was like, as a kid, I was like, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's the best.
But also, when you think about it now, those fish super die.
Did you ever go on a waterbed when you were a kid? You're like, this is definitely overhyped.
No, my older brother had one because it was like donated from like my uncle who didn't want it. So my older brother was like, yeah, we want it. Mm. You know, it's a dumb move. Putting a waterbed on the second floor, that's not smart. Yeah. It's also very hard to get it in there because you have to build the bed. Yeah. Not like build the bed. It's like, it's a big installation, like a waterbed. No, after a while, your back really hurts. And so we just like took the water out. Mm-hmm. It was on a second story, so we just kind of pumped the water out the window into the garden. And then we just put a mattress on top of like the pad that was there. Yep. No, it wasn't. But I would sleep on it sometimes just because like my brother was out of town. I'm like, oh, I get the waterbed. And I wake up the next day. I'm like, my back really hurts.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, you'll put more water into it. It's like, could you imagine having to put more stuffing into the mattress every single time?
Yeah.
Like, to be more comfortable? Like, or if there's too much, it's too firm and it's like sleeping on the ground. And it's like, now they're a dumb move. Are they fun to lay on? Yes. They're real fun to lay
on. They're fun to play on for like 5 minutes.
My older brother would like play like the NES and the GameCube, and when we were too young to play, we would just sit on the waterbed and kind of like bounce
rock
on
back
it.
And forth. Yeah.
So like those are fun memories. Hey guys, really quick, we want to take a quick break just to talk about our Patreon for a second.
Yay!
Because there's a bunch of fun stuff we want to make sure you guys aren't missing out on.
It's
We've
so rad.
Got now twice monthly Skype Hangouts, not Google Hangouts anymore, because Google Hangouts
were a little challenging.
They were screwing us over. So we're doing Skype Hangouts. They're so much better. It's going to be really exciting. We do monthly movie live streams. We've got care packs. If you want to check those out, we put together little presents and we send them out every 2 months.
Oh, we got a good one coming out.
We got a
soon.
Good one. I'm very excited about it. But also, just want to say really quick, we're going to be doing this upcoming Saturday a live stream all day of Stranger Things.
Yes.
Season 2. We're bringing on some friends, anyone who can get away from LA Comic Con for the day and can come hang out with us.
Yeah.
They'll come hang out with us. We'll watch the whole season. And just so you know, we're going to do the same thing we did for
The Defenders.
So first, second, and final episode, which
free.
Is episode 8 of Stranger Things Season 2.
Yeah, on Riff.tv. Everybody can come check it out.
Mm-hmm. But episodes 3 through 7, that's Patreon exclusive. That's $10 plus, boy.
So not only that, and we're super excited about Stranger Things, but if you love the superhero shows, specifically the CW ones like Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow as much as we do, and you want to hear us cover that with our good friend Roxy Stryer, we are doing that every Friday live at 2 p.m. If you want to watch it live with us and watch all of our videos live, that's $50 plus. Mm-hmm. But if you can't do that, then our normal $5 tier, you get the audio version of that podcast. So you can hear us talk about the shows, which is a blast. It's one of my favorite things that we do.
It's so much fun, man. And don't worry, guys. We got Gotham covered. I'm covering Inhumans, and I'm covering Gifted. Inhumans is very tough.
Yeah, but we're talking about it, and we've got even more shows coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned to that. Patreon.com/OnlyStupidAnswers.
And this Saturday, Riff.tv/OnlyStupidAnswers, Stranger Things Season 2. Back to the podcast. Fond memories. Speaking of fond memories, though,
cryptids.
Well,
no, and not you. Legitimately, though, like when I was younger, man, I was all about. For those that don't know, cryptids are Bigfoot, Loch Ness monster creatures that people have maybe seen, thought they've seen, believe could exist, but there's no current evidence to say that they are a thing. So, Bigfoot, Loch Ness monster, those are the classics. And I was all about the idea of something being out there that we had not yet discovered was just, I was all about it as a kid. I loved it. I wrote stories about like a young boy and his family going out and trying to find the cryptids. End of that story. I was reading
some of the live stream comments real quick.
Yeah. So any good one?
They were talking about Goofy movie. So I don't know if we wanted to go back.
Oh,
to that.
No.
But everyone loves Goofy movie. Maggie Whitmer loves Goofy movie. It's
guys,
really good.
I thank you so much for watching us live. It's an element of this that I really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad we get to have that element.
Mm-hmm. But talking about cryptids, yes. I'm a big, I think I may have mentioned this on a previous podcast, but recently, like when I was babysitting my nephews, I was like, do you guys know about Bigfoot? And they didn't. I was like, I get to be the person that introduces them to Bigfoot and yeah. like Loch Ness Monster and stuff. And they're like, well, it's not real, right? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, you don't know.
Because legit, you don't know. I mean, technically.
My sister got mad at me about that.
I mean, I have opinions. Well, actually, we can get into it with some of our questions. Before we get into the questions, though, Sam, what are your thoughts?
My beliefs?
Not your beliefs, because the questions deal with some of that.
My religious beliefs about Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Yeah. Like, what's your relationship with cryptids?
I love them. I think they're like the fucking best. I would watch all those stupid History Channel shows yeah. where it's like Bigfoot uncovered, or what is the new one that they have? Hunting for Bigfoot, or
yeah. I always love the way they advertise. They're like, is this the time that they finally find Bigfoot? And it's like, no. Production level. We would have heard about that 6 months ago if you found fucking Bigfoot.
I love like the hidden like ancient aliens. Not ancient aliens, that wasn't the one I watched. It was like UFO hunters. That's what okay. I want to watch. And it's the same people that make all these shows. It's yeah. the same group of these like old white dudes that like go around. My favorite the part where like they lost me was they were like, the episode started out with because they do a lot of like really fun things of like here's like recreations and here's interviews and stuff like that. And the episode they were doing was what was it? Sorry, it's aliens. We'll get to cryptids in a second, but this is one of my favorite episodes. They're interviewing somebody. They got abducted as a kid, and now he's an adult, and he was like telling the story like these two lights came into his room, and then they realized that it was one long ship, like kind of imagine if like someone put like a horizontal pencil towards you and like spun it around, like that's how the ship moved.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't think of any other example, but that's what he saw. And it,
imagine
like,
somebody puts a dildo over your head.
There you go.
Shakes it back and forth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It happens.
One of the sloppy sensate dildos.
But it basically paralyzed him, and it took him somewhere, and like he got experimented on. And then the old guy on the show was like, we have reason to believe that you're a hybrid. And then like the other co-host like gave him a look, and he was like, what? Like, and like when your co-host is like, yeah. Now you've gone too far. And like, and it was so funny because they would cut back to the guy that was being interviewed about his abduction, and he was like kind of looking at the camera like he didn't know what was happening because the co-hosts were having an argument on camera. Like, of course you need to put it in the show because you need drama in yeah. these shows. And he took him outside. He's like, man, you know that's fucking crazy. You cannot tell people yeah. that they're like, they might be an alien hybrid. Like, yeah. one... No proof. He was like, it was crazy because he was like, no proof, which is like funny for a show yeah. like this to say that. But also it's like, why is this the thing that we have yeah. to draw the line?
This
the
is
sand?
The moment. Well, yeah. especially also weirdly, like if aliens are out there, I think scientists believe now that they wouldn't be made up of DNA. They'd be made of something else. By the way, may I go on a tangent?
Yes.
Would you forgive a tangent? Found out for various reasons for projects I'm working on. I was researching Komodo dragons.
Uh-huh.
Did you know, and I don't know how this works, all right? Komodo dragons don't have X and Y chromosomes. I think it's like something like Z and W, like something like that.
Weird. No, I didn't know
that. Don't know what that means. Don't know how it applies, except for the fact there have been two cases of Komodo dragons in captivity, females. No interaction with males, or like years long, no interaction with males. Like it's the no sexy time's been happening. But they lay a clutch of eggs that all hatch as male. And so what they found out is because of the weird, like, ZW, whatever their chromosomes are, they can, like, the females can self-inseminate, but because of the way their chromosome works, they can only be males. And the theory is that evolved from, like, if a female got stuck on an island alone, because they're part of an island system.
Yeah.
If they got stuck on an island alone, they could have a clutch of male eggs and then create a new population by mating with those male babies.
Weird.
And then those male babies would be able to have both male and female, and that's how they would do it. And the zoos were like, that's what we think would happen. Don't let the females mate with their babies. It's probably not good for genetic diversity.
Definitely not.
But point
that's how
is,
you get that's how like cheetahs are sick right now, right? Because like cheetahs, like they.
No, I don't know. I've not heard about this.
There's been inbreeding, and like it makes them. And that's why, not like endangered, but like maybe they might be slightly endangered, but like the genetics they have a lot of genetic diseases because been happening. And that's a bummer because cheetahs are fucking awesome.
But yeah, they believe aliens wouldn't have DNA. They'd be composed of something else. Mm-hmm. And so we wouldn't be able to. It's a big problem for Superman. That's why you can't ever kill Lois.
Oh. Except for Jonathan. But
that was Matt Magic was involved there, or some weird sci-fi comic booky.
Yeah, we love it though. No. Robert Gonzalez says, I loved Ancient Aliens, most haunted places on Earth, Finding Bigfoot, and anything having today to do with cryptids. And then Katie Bignetti, hopefully I'm saying your name right. I apologize.
We're trying.
Anyone remember Destination Truth? And I think that's like kind of like Bigfoot and nice. Aliens and whatnot. I did watch a special on Bigfoot and when I was a kid, and like they try to recreate, you know, the classic footage of Bigfoot walking in the woods, and it's like that looks like a suit, man. Like,
it bums me out, man, because that footage of Bigfoot, that classic, I forget what it's called, but the classic him walking in the woods, and then the classic picture of Nessie, that are like the definitive things.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, I was always excited about them. And then the more you do research, they're definitely been proven both to be fake.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a bummer.
I loved it because the way they disproved, they couldn't disprove the footage on the Bigfoot special, because if they did, they would, you know, they're stabbing themselves in the back.
Yeah.
Or shooting themselves in the foot. That's
shooting themselves in the foot, stabbing themselves in the back.
That's the
self-harm. Saying.
That's self-harm.
Yeah.
They couldn't disprove it. So they were like, basically, they went so extra with this. They put a guy that was in a similar build to Bigfoot in the footage, but like not as tall. Like, is
what
that,
if that guy was actually Bigfoot?
Wouldn't that be crazy? Yeah. He just shaved before he came in, and they put like the tennis balls on him, or like the ping pong balls on him, and they had him walk and try to mimic the movements of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And they were like, we don't know if he ever mimicked it. And like, then the news came out. It was like, yeah, he mimicked all the movements properly. Like, basically they're trying to prove is, could a human do the same movements as this big other creature, you know? And it's like, because it wasn't human.
It's just a dude in a suit.
They were like, does this wingspan make sense of like how far his arms are moving? He's like, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Cause also it could be like a suit and like, mm-hmm. it's making his arms longer. Does that hurt? Yes, because I believe in that. And because I like the idea that like there's like thousands of creatures that are found every year, but bigger creatures are harder to find because there's a lot of studies on this. Actually, there's a podcast I recommend called Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. Because there's stuff you should know and there's stuff they don't want you to know. And they intentionally try to make it like they take in the crazy subjects and they take it from a point of view of let's not shit on it.
Yeah.
We can when it gets like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But let's like just try to look at this as if this is information presented to us. Let's examine it.
Yeah.
And they did a whole Bigfoot episode and it's fucking crazy. And I would like to share a story that they said on it.
Please do.
Because let me just get comfy. Okay.
Because you're not listening to this podcast. You're not listening to that podcast. You're listening to this podcast.
Exactly. Okay. So they had on the guy who's in charge of the new Bigfoot show. It's like Hunting for Bigfoot or whatever the fuck it is. And, he also opened the Bigfoot Museum on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I think it's in one of the Carolinas, but I could be wrong. I do not know. But he was on. He was talking about he was adding a new exhibit. And he has a lot of exhibits of encounters with Bigfoot. And
the guy that hosted Pimp My Ride.
Right, very close. Yeah. Yeah. exhibit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good joke. Early 2000s. I wonder what he's up to. I haven't seen him recently.
He's pimping rides, man. He's just roaming the wilderness, pimping rides.
In the woods, he walks out with Bigfoot. But okay, so the story is that the owner of this museum is saying we're getting this new exhibit.
Yes.
And what he's using to show the exhibit is this shed that's been ripped open.
Yeah. I remember you telling me this before.
Yeah,
I'm excited
about
this.
I don't know if I said this on the podcast,
I don't think
though.
You have.
This guy does a great... He does a great job of telling the story, so I'm going to try to do my best.
Okay.
So, the story is there's this man in Arkansas, and he lives kind of near a swamp.
Yeah.
And he, like, lives in his house with his wife, and out in the backyard, he has a pit bull female and just had a litter of puppies, and they've kind of built, like, this kind of shed that the puppies can live in and be safe from, like, the outdoors, because it's an outdoor dog. And the outdoor dog, like, kind of watches the property and, you know, keeps him safe. But for the past couple days, they kept hearing these low moans coming from the swamp, and they're new, and it sounded not like my tummy growled. It didn't sound like random animals making noises. It sounded like language. It sounded like something communicating with something else.
Yeah.
And it sounded most of all angry. And so, and
great.
Kind of,
that's
and,
great.
And like kind of, but the angry, what this guy's idea was is territorial.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's new. So it's like, why is it territorial? We've been here for years. Like, why is all of a sudden you're getting territorial? It's like, probably they didn't know that you were over here in this section of their land, whatever. They started hearing it. It started getting more and more intense. And the mom, pit bull, started to kind of freak out and go into the shed and kind of protect the puppies and everything. The homeowner, the man like that the story is about, he said he had to go out with his wife to go get some stuff from the store. Came back 3 hours later, and they went into the backyard, and it was goddamn horrifying what they found. It was they found basically they found the pit bull, the mom, and all of her bones were sticking out of her, and she was covered in blood, and she was like wheezing and gonna die. And I think they either she died or they had to put her down pretty quick because it was awful. What they assume happened, and again, take everything with a grain of salt, whatever. You don't have to believe in whatever this is, but this is a story that the Bigfoot must have come out and was being territorial for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Grabbed the dog because Bigfoot's Sasquatches are usually very tall. Skunk ape.
Skunk ape. That's in Florida.
And since this is Arkansas, it's also a swamp. So like, yeah, skunk ape. Grabbed the pit bull and started hitting it against the tree because it was attacking it and trying to protect its territory and probably protecting its young, maybe Bigfoot. But there's also blood on like the 10-foot mark on a tree, and they're guessing that's where the dog was hit over and over again. And the shed had been ripped open and all the puppies had been stomped to death.
Yeah.
And so they put this shed into the Bigfoot Museum.
In Arkansas or whatever?
I don't know. Arkansas is where this happened, and I don't...
I legitimately want to take a road trip to go see the shed.
I do. I want to go to this museum and like learn about it. And he also started telling like crazy stories of how sometimes people think that Bigfoot is extra dimensional and they don't actually exist on this plane, and they like walk out. I did tell you about this story. Cause it was right
before... But you didn't say it on the podcast.
We saw it when we talked about this when we saw Spider-Man.
Yeah.
We were having dinner and we were talking about this, but I don't know if you guys know about this, but there's like this saying that if you're in the woods and you see a staircase, don't walk up it, because if you walk up it, you disappear. Like you do not return. It's like basically believe that like it's apparently a phenomenon that like sometimes people build staircases out in the woods kind of like to fuck with people, or they started building a house and they left and the staircase is still there.
Yeah.
But it's believed in folklore that if you find it and you walk up it, you disappear into like hell or another dimension. You can never come back. What a lot of people believe is that Bigfeet, Sasquatches have abilities like invisibility or some sort of camouflage or shapeshifting or telepathy.
We're now at the limits of Sam's suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, now we're getting a little much, but like that they live in another dimension and they can walk like down these stairs.
Why them? If something could travel through dimensions, why is it giant hairy man apes that are the ones doing it?
I don't know. Maybe they're from another culture. Like also Native Americans believed in like the Sasquatch, or some tribes did.
I wonder.
And they have lore about the kids.
Yeah, that's stuff I wonder about when it comes to that. Well, okay, we have a question, and this plays directly into it. Jasmine D'Souza at Jasmine Souza 4, out of Loch Ness and Bigfoot, which do you think actually exists in, or could have existed at one point?
Well, I think Loch Ness is a dinosaur.
People believe it's a plesiosaur. Loch Ness was my favorite growing up.
Oh.
I have now come to terms with the fact that there's almost no way that the Loch Ness is a real thing. Like basically a 0% chance of it being a thing. I've come to terms with that.
Uh-huh.
I've come to terms with Lake Monster just because because I loved it so much. To the point, it's actually a great story, or a great memory, to the point that how did I swing this? I want to say what happened was we had to do a class project in elementary school, like third or fourth grade, and it was supposed to be on dinosaurs. It was supposed to be on something, and I cheated the system kind of somehow and made it about the Loch Ness Monster and how it could be a plesiosaur.
Nice.
And so I did all the research about how it could be surviving or whatever, what it could survive on out there, and the answer is it couldn't. I think what I did on was how it could hide, because there's a lot of moss in the water, so you could have something down there, because you can't really see down there, like you can't really have sensors. But the problem is there's no, for a something that large, one, you need a breeding population, two, it would need to support that breeding population, three, it's not real. It's just can't, those things don't exist, like it's just not happening. Bigfoot, however, I don't think, because of the way humans have populated the planet and because of how we've got satellites on everything now, again, the idea of finding a bigger thing that you didn't know existed, just feel, and this, do not get me wrong, this depresses me to think about, just the odds of finding it just it's not as conducive in this environment. But there's a lot of, you know what got me kind of on the fence about a little bit was actually the newsroom, because there's a character obsessed about Bigfoot.
Oh, cool.
And he would go on rants about it, and it's like, you know what, maybe, man, I don't, there's a lot of woods over on the in the northwest, so you know, and maybe, bro, I don't know,
there's a tundra that we don't, like there's a tundra up in Canada and in Russia.
Yeah.
There's the Himalayas, which we don't like monitor every single peak of it.
And a lot of cultures have, and I wonder,
so many cultures have Sasquatch.
When you have cultures that have overlapping, well, a lot of cultures have the flood myth. You know what I mean? A lot of cultures have culture heroes that die and are resurrected. They have the Bigfoot and stuff like that. So I kind of wonder what the inciting thought process is. Like the flood thing's easy. Noah and then Gilgamesh and the flood thing is easy for me because easier for me to create reasons for understanding because humans were not as spread out when the evolution of humans, they were not as spread out. So if you had like a fertile valley situation and that was the world to you, and then you had a massive flood, you know what I mean? The world ended and you just survived the world ending. And then the offspring from that would be able to share that story. And it becomes, for me, that's one of those situations where it's not that Noah or Gilgamesh is not relating a true event. I believe it is a true event. It's just the way we've contextualized it as a modern society is not accurate to the way, not only the way it happened, but the way even that it was conveyed to us. Mm-hmm. Like we're misinterpreting the way it's being conveyed, you know?
That's cool.
For Bigfoot, I don't know.
By the way, and this is not comparing, I was about to say something that compared something that was religious. And I'm like, I'm really quick, I'm not going to be comparing something that's religious to this, what we're talking about now, but about like that contextually, like things change the way we look at it. Yeah. There was this guy that came to my church when I was younger and he tried to explain scientifically how the star led the wise men to Jesus. And it was a really cool, it was like, okay, so if Jesus existed during this time period when he was born, the Jupiter and Mars lined up and it would have made this giant bright light in the sky, and it would have lasted for quite a while. And if they had marched that direction, it would have led them to Bethlehem the way it lined up, but they wouldn't have met Jesus like right after he was born. They would have met him when he was a toddler.
That's the way it's relayed. People tell that story as if they just showed up 3 days later, but that's not,
or the same night usually. Yeah.
That's not what the Bible is talking about. Yeah. And that's what I mean about how, like, it's not even, not only is it different than theoretically how it could have happened, it's different than how you're being told. You're just interpreting it wrong.
But that's a common thing that happens.
It's just
a funny anecdote.
Church people kind of get bent out of shape about that stuff, but it's like, no, if that happened, it would have happened through a way. You're talking about tangent. You're talking about, you're believing in something that has absolute control over the laws of nature. You'd be able to explain what it does scientifically.
Yeah.
It would happen in that way. Anyway, back to Bigfoot. Yeah. Loch Ness or Bigfoot? Who do you think?
I'm more of a Bigfoot boy. You're Bigfoot boy. If you got Loch Ness locked down, I got Bigfoot locked down.
Okay.
Also, I want to say the man who runs that museum, he mentioned that. Okay, so he brought up a scenario. He's like, okay, if I got a call, I'm going to pretend I'm that guy. He's saying, if I got a call tomorrow of this dude down in like Alabama, he's like, I just shot this big cat in the backyard and I looked at it and actually, no, it's Bigfoot. What, do you want it? The guy said no.
Yeah.
The owner of the Bigfoot Museum, the guy who has shows about Bigfoot, he would not want the carcass of a Bigfoot. He was like, don't mention this to me ever again. Don't mention that you told me this. He's like, if anything, just bury it and don't remember you did this. Because he said that once Bigfoot's known, environmental groups will get involved, government will get involved, and they'll make him an endangered species. Him, Bigfoot. You always assume it's a guy.
Yeah.
But the species of Bigfoot endangered.
Big dick.
And you won't be able to casually hunt him like people do now, or observe him. There'll be laws on him, and he's like, no, it'll take all the things that we love about looking for Bigfoot. They'll go away. Now that's, and I thought that's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous thing to say.
That's a person that, and you know what, that explains a lot though, because there's a guy that has spent 30 years at Loch Ness, goes out every day. Somehow he has made this his career. How does he get the money? We don't know. Which, I mean, if you live in that area, probably God bless Loch Ness because you get tourism and all that stuff from it. But the fun of it is not what you and I, because you and I would want to find out.
Yeah.
The fun of it is the search.
Yeah.
They don't want it to be, and to a degree, you tell me that, it's like, you don't want it to be real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't, you just want to, you like the fact that the mystery's out there.
And that's what, I mean, like,
who, and that's not how I'm wired.
Who doesn't love a good adventure story? Everybody loves a good adventure story.
But you want the adventure to end. You want closure.
You do. Yeah, that's really. Also, have you ever heard of the Sierra Sounds?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, that'd be. Maybe if I can find it, I'll tweet it out from the. Oh,
is that
the
weird
account.
Like humming that just happened? It happened at a stadium at one point. Like there's a whole stadium for people, and they just heard this. Like it was like the earth was groaning.
Oh no! I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That's not what these are. The Sierra
it's
Sounds.
Creepy. It's very unsettling.
Is the name of what this file is basically?
Oh, okay.
Of what this specific recording is, not of the event that like where the earth just makes noise and you're yeah. like, what the fuck is that?
It's terrifying.
It's really cool.
I don't like thinking about it right now.
It's so cool. It's bigger than us. But the Sierra Sounds are. So the story goes. In the Sierra Nevada mountain ranges, if you guys don't know, that's a big mountain range in California. This guy, who's kind of wealthy, with his buddies, would go up and camp and hunt like once a year, maybe twice a year, up in the mountains. And they kind of built like a kind of cabin, more like a shed type thing that they would live in. And that's where they would go every year. They'd have a great time. But sometimes at night, they would hear things come into their camp. And if you're smart, you don't go out and you don't confront whatever is in your, you know, campground. You try to make noise or you try to hide things properly. And you guys can correct me if I'm wrong on Twitter or in the live chat right now if I'm getting this wrong. But basically, you don't want to confront something that's coming in your camp in the middle of the night because you're unprepared. And they might startle and do something stupid. So anyways, they experienced a lot of things that would come into their camp and like mess with their stuff, or they would mess with their cars, or they'd mess with like something. It was always like, what the fuck's going on? So this guy was wealthy, so he got he worked with a sound engineer who kind of like worked on movies and whatnot. And they put a mic out with some food that they had hunted for some game, and they had recorded some of these sounds that they had heard in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And you can look them up, the Sierra Sounds, and like these are what they claim to be, a couple of them communicating.
Yeah,
they didn't see them. Course, because they didn't, but they recorded them. And the crazy thing is, one day, I think this is in the 90s, early 2000s, whenever the like internet video started out, a kid was listening to it, and his dad walked in. He's like, wait a minute, what are you listening to? And he's like, oh, these are the Sierra Sounds, like they say they're like Bigfoot communicating. And he's like, yeah, they are. Because he's a linguist and he deals with communication, and he sat down and he started like breaking it down what's happening, and he's like, I don't know what they're saying, but the way that they communicate with one another, or the way that the sounds are going back and forth, and clearly like, because if you listen to it, it's like a sound's coming from over here and from over here, so there's multiple beings.
Is that something you can listen to online?
Yes, you can look up, just Google Sierra Sounds, it's on YouTube. But what he's saying is, I don't know what they're saying, but that's an intelligent community, like that's talking, that's not
weird,
that's not it's more intelligent than like animals kind of talking to each other or making sounds to each other. It's slightly more sophisticated than that.
Yeah.
It's a language, but we don't know what the language is.
Mm. So, it's a shame that the scientist that said that, or the linguist that said that, was a drunk all the time.
But no, it's a very interesting thing. Reading into Bigfoot's really fun because going into like what powers they had, you know, like invisibility. So one of the beliefs is like, it comes from like a Native American, like I couldn't tell you the tribe, so I apologize. But one of the stories is that young Bigfoot, one of the ways that this is a tale from like lore, so I'm like, I don't know how we got this. So I guess it's just like a parable or something. But basically, young Sasquatches, as a rite of passage to show that they're mature, they have to be able to run in front of a human on a path and wave their arms, and the human's not supposed to see them. In front of them, and because they can turn invisible or they can camouflage. So if you can do that, that means you're a mature creature. You're a mature animal. But man, there's so many cool fucking stories about.
So do you think Bigfoot is real? Could be real?
I think you could tell me, you could make fun of me as much as you want. I'm going to always have a little bit of belief for him.
Yeah.
Same thing with aliens, same thing with Loch Ness Monster, even though physically, if you think about the Loch Ness Monster, you're like,
no. Loch Ness Monster was a stretch. Bigfoot, I'm like, I personally don't.
It's hard to say because, here the argument for why it shouldn't exist, why it doesn't exist, is that something that big, the way they describe them, you'd see the remains. You'd see the bones. You'd see where they ate, where they build nests. You've seen, or homes, or like, there's none of that.
So much.
Yeah.
It would take up so much space because it's so big. Like,
it's so big. And also, if it's that mobile all the time, you would see any tracks, like, and that's why people are like extra dimensional, and maybe this is a rite of passage, and they have to come over to our Earth and mess around.
Weird.
Hey, man, I don't believe in it, but I'm just like, it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, one story this guy had, he was in Florida, And he was like working on his car, and he heard something like come like kind of like running out of the woods.
Yeah.
And then he heard like, and he looked, and there was a gray Sasquatch, like an older Sasquatch, kind of leaning there. It looked at him, and it looked like it was bleeding or something like that. I think I might be adding the bleeding part, but basically it looked like it was hurt.
Yeah.
And it stared at him. And then it turned back into the woods and ran back. So,
and then it exploded into coins. Uh-huh. That explains that they're video game characters. Oh, so when they die, they become money.
Or maybe he tore open reality itself, and he jumped back into his home dimension.
That's another thing. You know what? Maybe that's not another thing. I don't remember what I was going to say. The other one that kind of grabbed my attention, and this it's easier to like let these ones sink in because you're dealing with like either an alien or a ghost or something like that, as opposed to like an animal that like the normal rules of science. Oh, also, no, that's what I was going to say. The other difficulty is not only tracks or whatever, smartphones, man. Like, no, at this point, nobody was out camping, saw the motherfucker, and was able to pull their smartphone out and like take a picture of it. You know what I mean? That makes it challenging to accept. But the other one that kind of like got me when I was younger was the idea, and I think this tapped into my enjoyment of story and like narrative and like a creepy feeling, you know what I mean, is the Mothman stuff. Mm-hmm. About it's been a while since I've researched it, but
the Mothman
is weird because it connects to, it has a spiritual dimension because it's this weird winged
man
thing.
Yeah, but it's like man size.
Yeah, that showed up right before two local disasters in a town, and so they associate it with that. However, it also weirdly connects. And remember, I discovered this when I was first researching it, and I was looking at it again, and I couldn't find the same stuff, but it weirdly connects to this entity called Endred Cold, that also called the Grinning Man. That's just this tall dude. That's just, it's the way it's described is like, it's like Timmy Wiseau. It's somebody that doesn't quite know how humans work, but is trying real hard.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And
creepy.
So he's just smiling.
Uh-huh.
And this is one of those situations where it's like I'm trying to I've used elements of the Endred Cold mythology and stuff I've written, so I'm trying to piece apart what I read and how I interpreted it. Mm-hmm. But he's believed to be an alien, and I want to say he's worked with like government agencies or whatever, but he's tied to the whole UFO sighting thing, so that one was always a weird one. Do you have the other one that always kind of interested me was the Jersey Devil?
That one I'm like, nah, I'm not buying that. But oh shit, when I was a kid, hopefully you guys remember this too. That was a little burp that I inhaled. I apologize. But hopefully it's straight. But I remember it happened again. Oh, that's the Bigfoot coming out of me. Gonna happen again? No. On Cartoon Network, as a promotional thing, and also kind of trying to capitalize on the Blair Witch like hype, they did a lot of Scooby-Doo live action little promos for the Jersey Devil.
Nice.
And it was like, and by live action, it like they would film live, but they would draw in Scooby-Doo, so like he was still, they looked the same as the cartoon, but they would run through the forest, and like as a kid I was terrified by it because the Jersey Devil was drawn like one of the monsters.
Yeah,
but in the promos it was a real monster. It wasn't a guy pretending, and it was like, for some reason it scared the shit out of me and gave me nightmares for a long time. I've always wanted to look into that, but that's the only Jersey Devil thing I know. But the Mothman, I want to watch the Mothman Prophecies movie. I've heard it's fine. It's interesting. I mean, kind of interesting, but like the reports of the Mothman, like in real life, what I've heard is like there was a woman who was driving, and like I don't know if it was like kind of like early morning, but like she heard something flying above, and she heard and like felt something hit the top of her car, and fly around, and like it was like a giant kind of winged beast thing that looked like had a man's shape, but not.
Yeah.
But it had wings and then flew away and was trying to like mess with her.
Yeah.
So that's always really fun.
that's always a good time.
And also, you guys sent us a lot online that there's other monsters out there. I know there's I believe Terry Fournier sent us something about. Let me go ahead and pull it up really quick. Nessie's French Canadian cousin Champ. The monster
like Champlain. Yeah.
Which
again,
is fun.
Same problems. It would just be, it's with these big creatures, it's like, what are they feeding off of? Unless, listen, man, maybe there's, you know where Bigfoot, I just realized, man, like other evolving apes that we were competing with, like Neanderthals and shit, that we beat out.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because there's so many big mammalian creatures that we were around for as a species, mm-hmm. that we just lasted. We outlasted, you know?
There's a cryptid wiki.
With the big ones. That doesn't surprise me. There's a wiki for everything.
I know, but I have to look at it now.
I have to live in there. Robert Gonzalez, at Rob_G14. He's probably watching the show right now. What's your opinion on Chupacabra? Real or nah? I actually know about the I know the deal with the Chupacabra. But before I go into it, what's your opinion on the Chupacabra?
It's the Mexican South Texas. Yeah. Oh, goat. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it sucks the blood out of goats.
Yeah. What about it? What were you gonna say? I literally have no opinion on it.
So
yeah.
This was again because I was upset. I was gonna write a thing on cryptids, so I was obsessed about them. But they found out that the description, the very first description of a Chupacabra, I believe was by an American woman in Mexico or South America. It was right after the release of Species, the film. The description of the Chupacabra is basically the same as the alien in Species. So they think...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, so they think that's where this woman was drunk and it all kind of blended together in her brain. Mm-hmm. However, there's a type of wild dog in South America and stuff like that, that if you've seen, it gets this weird mange.
Yeah.
And if you've seen it, it looks like a monster.
Yeah.
And so they believe that's, and it also, because it's got this weird disease, it starts attacking like,
people and wildlife.
Wildlife and stuff livestock. Like that. And so that's basically the Chupacabra is that thing. So yeah, it is not some sort of reptilian alien goat sucker thing, but there is a thing out there. And also don't approach those dogs.
Yeah, no, don't. Jackasses. Okay. What about the Wendigo? So that's a Native American folklore.
Wait, we can't talk about the Wendigo.
But just mentioning what it is.
We talked with Sam Humphries that we're going to do a Wendigo episode with him sometime.
But we should mention what it is. We won't go into it, but it's basically, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember that, like, did you ever watch the show Fear Itself? It was an NBC show where they try to make these, like, really scary, like, adult, like horror episodes, and it's an anthology series. It just didn't pop off. I really liked it though, because it was like the guys from Saw that made it, and one episode they did on the Wendigo, and it was really fucking cool.
Nice.
The Wendigo, the one I know is there's always been like a beast Wendigo that's a cannibal. It always comes back to cannibalism, but the one I know is if you're out in the kind of like in America, usually, like if you're out in the cold and stranded in the mountains, sometimes you'll hear whispers, and basically it's a demon kind of, or a spirit that's whispering to you and saying that I can help you not die out here. Let me in. And mm-hmm. basically you become possessed by the Wendigo and you become a cannibal. Like
interesting. Cause
the one I know. And in Fear Itself, it's an amazing story where this guy comes back and they find him and his like lips are like all kind of pressed up because it's like, he's been out in the cold for so long, but really it's the Wendigo. And he starts like fucking killing the way they make that show is so fucking cool, because they kill off the most likable character immediately, and then they start going off after everybody else, and you're like, fuck man, like he's still kind of in there, but the Wendigo is taking over too much, so you can't like save him.
My association with the Wendigo was always like a Yeti type situation, cold Sasquatch. However, there is always like a demonic attribution to it, which also makes sense because it says a lot about the cultures. Like, I shouldn't laugh at the whole dimension hopping Bigfoot thing, because that's just the next step of like, instead of, because of the culture we live in, instead of trying to give spiritual demonic attributes to something, we give scientific like attributes to try and explain this thing that's probably not out there, like dimension hopping, like nah man, that's not a
you know, there's a Canadian Chupacabra.
That doesn't surprise me.
I'm just now I'm in the cryptid.
Yeah, you're going down the wormhole. But what about this, Sam? Ariel at Seaside_B. Since we've only explored a small number of the sea, do you think there could be mermaids? I don't think they'd really look like us, but more like the ones in Harry Potter.
Okay, so Discovery Channel for like Monster Week.
I know what you're talking about.
They did this whole documentary on finding a mermaid and it's all like CG, but and I was like a teenager and I'm always gullible. I'm a gullible person. And I always like try to
good
fix
to know.
That. But I know, yeah, I fall for shit all the time. And watching it, not once in the entire thing does it say that this is fake.
Yeah, they. I had to look. It's like, are they really trying to?
They got in a lot of trouble because, yeah. Like, actually, the year before they did a whole thing on the Megalodon, and yeah. They never said that. Like, basically, the premise is if the Megalodon was real, what would it do, and what would it look like, and how, where could it hide?
Yeah.
But none of it said that, like, this is not actually real. This thing doesn't exist.
You know where that came from? Because they did, Animal Planet, because they want those ratings, always those specials like that. They did one on, I think it started with dinosaurs, but then they did one like, if dragons were real, what would but they were very clear about, like, clearly not, but if they did exist, here's how they would work. They also did one of, like, millennia from now, what animals could evolve into.
I love that.
Yeah, and I think they just kept doing it, but then just kept distancing themselves from, like, saying it was imagining.
Yeah.
Because I remember the dragon ones, they were clear about it. Like you're saying with the Megalodon, was like a little less forthcoming. And then the mermaid one, they straight up basically tried to pass it off as if it was real.
Because the way this, like, special worked was, here is the possible evolutionary steps it would take for apes. They called them aquatic apes.
Yeah.
And the apes became isolated on an island. And since it was sinking, like, over a couple, like, millennia, they grew gills again. They regressed.
Yeah.
Which is something that happens in nature.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes things evolve legs and then they lose them, kind of like whales.
Yeah.
Because they were land mammals and then they became sea mammals.
Mm-hmm. Killer whales are cool, by the way.
They are cool. So their whole thing was that, like, apes became mermaids, and then they grew tails and gills and whatever. But then the rest of the thing was about, like, accounts of, like, beached whales and finding, like, mermaids in with the whales because they beached too, or that military compounds, like, near coasts or on islands had, like, accidentally caught one, and they didn't want to, like, let anyone know about it. There was one of my friends growing up, when she went to college, up in, like, San Francisco area, and one of her professors was like, yeah, I have a mermaid skeleton in that box over there. And it was, like, this tiny, like, maybe, what is it, like, 2 foot box, foot by foot box. And they open it up, and it's, like, this tiny little, like, skeleton of, like, a mermaid. And
Well, because they used to pass the stuff at, like the quote-unquote freak shows and stuff like that. They used to have that stuff all the time because nobody knew. That was a magical time, like early 20th century, because we were at the point where you were starting to get industrialization, mass media, all that stuff, but not enough to where you felt like you knew everything.
Yeah.
There's still that sense of, like, maybe that could be out there. Like, now it's like mermaids, nah.
No.
Although in the ocean, like, if there are things out there, especially bigger things, it's in the fucking ocean. By the way, thinking about that, for, like, Justice League DVD specials, it'd be very cool to do mini, like, 15-minute docs about, like, because, you know, before Wonder Woman was a thing, people would run across ancient god stuff, and there would be documentary, like, I was thinking the mermaid stuff, because, like, in the DC universe, there are mer people. So, like, a documentary about that, like, hey, we may have discovered this stuff, would exist in that world because it would be true in that world.
That's cool.
And I'd like them to do, like, all the weird shit.
Oh, if you had, like,
that before Aquaman revealed himself,
like a UFO hunters before Superman came in. It's like, and then we're like, we saw Kryptonian, blah, 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 and no one believes it. And you're like, oh, shit, that's actually
in that world, it's
that's
true.
A documentary. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
This is a fun one. Eugene, I'm going to pronounce your name wrong. I'm so sorry. Umatio. Eugene Umatio, if Bigfoot has disguised himself as a human and walks among us, which celebrity is he?
Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte.
That's a good one.
Nick Nolte.
That's a good one. I can't beat that. I was going to say Shaq just because size.
Maybe if he could be, maybe we're being too mean. Maybe it's, who is Ego? I'm so blanking. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. There you go. Russell.
He's a hairy man.
He's a hairy man.
Ooh.
Have you seen Bone Tomahawk?
No, but
we've had
that talk. I have to watch it. We got another question here. Did we ask this Meredith one?
No, we have not. Okay.
Meredith Lemke at Meredith Lemke. Would you rather fly over forests and mountains on Mothman's back or scuba dive into the depths and caves with Nessie? Nessie, you crazy?
Yeah, here's the thing.
A water tank and everything, she might drown me.
yeah, that's the... assuming you have the proper gear to survive this encounter... I don't like deep water or being underwater.
Oh,
it's a primal thing for me. However, Mothman is scary as fuck. So Nessie. Hell yeah, Nessie.
I don't need that weird grin on his face the whole time.
Different character. Ingrid Cold and Mothman are two different things.
Oh, I thought they were
that's what
based
I'm saying.
Off of
it's weird. The way I want to say is that you'd see Mothman and then Ingrid Cold would show up your house.
What the
like,
fuck?
Yeah, that and it's this crazy. Weird like, and so it's this weird like something that is projected as being like some sort of angelic. Because they associate it as like a warning, yeah. Like because I've heard that story with the woman in the car, and then right after that, like a bridge collapsed.
Uh-huh.
So they assume it's this thing trying to warn you that something bad is going to happen. At least that's the premise of the movie.
Uh-huh.
and so it's this weird like supernatural being, and then Andrew Cole shows up, and he's supposed to be like an alien. And so it's this like catch all of like every weird thing is happening in the story simultaneously. Scared. Yeah, it's creepy, man. Yeah. Andrew Cole is creepy.
I just saw him pop up on the Cryptid Wiki, so I'll read about that. But last one I want to bring up really quick. But actually, Maggie Whitmer, shout out. She's watching live.
Yeah, this is just. Oh, really? That's awesome. Yeah. This is just a fun anecdote.
I once saw that movie about the Loch Ness Monster, The Water Horse, on my first date in eighth grade. It was awful, and so was the date. Yeah, that movie ain't good. But that baby Loch Ness Monster is a. Adorable. That water horse is real cute. It's adorable.
I don't even know what the water horse is.
It didn't even look good when I was a kid. It didn't look good. It was just like, that thing looks cool.
Yeah.
But it looks like a Lapras without the shell kind of thing. Which is cool. But it was cool looking. It had kind of horse-like features too.
Lapras is cool.
It is.
Yeah.
Sorry, no gender. But I wanted to ask, last one, do you know about the rake?
No,
you don't know about the rake?
I feel like you've told me about it before.
Maybe I think we did it on the ghost episode or whatever.
But is this something people think exists?
Yeah, okay. It's one of those things like that got caught on one of those hunting cameras.
Uh-huh.
You know where it's like motion censored.
Yeah,
and it looks like if a person like their eyes are super enlarged, they like their teeth are kind of like sharp or whittled down, and like they are way stretched out and lanky and pale, and like they have like long sharp kind of talons, like not talons because that makes it sound like a bird, but like claws.
Uh-huh.
And there's stories of like encounters where they've like murdered families. Yeah,
what's it supposed to be?
It's just a humanoid like monster out there that's like kind of like that lives in caves and hides, but it comes when you if you encounter it, that thing tears you apart. It's not like Bigfoot where like it could be nice, could be not.
Yeah.
Or a Loch Ness will drown you don't know. This thing is a goddamn demon. Like it will tear you apart and murder you. Guys, if you want to ruin your night, go ahead and read one of the rake stories, because I did, and it was like this father and son went hunting one night.
Yeah.
And they lived out in like Virginia, and it was kind of like a farmland kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they went out, and they were coming up on, like, they were out in the woods, but they had like kind of popped out near one of their friend's farms, and they saw that the car was still running. Their friend's car was still running.
Yeah.
And they saw that the barn was open. So they're like, oh, I wonder what's going on. So they went in there, and the rake had murdered the entire family. And it turned around, and that fucker is fast. So it's this kid and his father, and it jumped on the father first and started like tearing open his like stomach and stuff. Apologies if you guys are squeamish.
Yeah.
And like killing him. So the kid was able to run home, but this thing is like basically was eating his dad, and like he was able to get home in time and locked up. But then imagine, like, since it's like an older story, like the electricity wasn't like working in the house.
Yeah.
So in a dark house with lights coming in from the outside, and you can just see shadows of things running by the windows of the rake trying to get into the house. Like, it could break through the window, but he got into like a closet where he could like hide. I think that's the story. You guys can correct me, go look it up. It's fucking
so is it
terrifying.
Just one of those creepypasta things, or is this something that
it's
like
creepypasta? Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's like a creepypasta story. But it's also creepypasta. We should do an episode where we would just read some creepypasta stories, because there was a period where every night when I went to sleep, I would read a creepypasta story.
Fucking weirdo.
They also read it No Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That is an amazing.
But this is Sam. This is, we're not talking about that. We're talking about cryptids. Cryptids are fun.
If they are fun, but they're also scary.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, I believe this is like an extra long episode. Kind of. No?
Yeah, we're about an hour.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I think we're winding down.
Yeah, we're winding down.
Any final thoughts on cryptids?
Yeah, I just enjoyed watching this. Let us know on Twitter at Only Stupid Answers.
You get the vowels from stupid.
Some of your favorite cryptids, animals, not mythological animals. Those are unicorns and griffins and stuff like that. But you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
What some of those are and what you think could be real. What you think could be real and really out there, and where you think we could find this stuff.
Also, just maybe send us your favorite stories. Those stories are fun to read. I'll read them at night when Didi's going to sleep.
To me. He'll read them to me.
But DJ.
He'll sit at the corner of my bed.
Yeah.
No.
Monica, DJ, here we go.
It's story time. Yeah.
Plug.
Yeah, you can find me at DJ Talks Trash everywhere that matters. Sam, plug yourself.
At Sam Basher, everywhere that matters. But also, hit us up on all of our social medias, which you can find at onlystupidanswers.com.
Yep.
We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, all the big boys. Yeah. We post there regularly, but also make sure you check out our patreon.com/onlystupidanswers because you'll find a bunch of bonus episodes, live stream, movie live streams, other cool stuff. Yeah, sorry, I completely spaced out.
Yeah.
But it's very cool. And so just really quick, thank you to everyone who supported us in any way that you have. Patreon or just sharing the podcast or just listening.
Yeah. It really means a lot to us.
It does. And hopefully we gave you guys a right scare with this episode or just piqued your interest in looking into cryptids because they're, regardless of what you believe, these stories are fun to read.
That is true.
Any final things?
No, just thank you guys for joining us and stay tuned for more exciting content from your boys at Only Stupid Answers.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And hey guys, really quick, we just want to go. And that's what guinea pigs sound like.